What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Right now.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. D-Lo, we your number one spot.
All right, let's get back into it. We welcome you in here to the August 1st edition.
August in the house.
Indeed it is. Summer's almost over.
Sunday. It's Sunday.
Can I derail your show real quick?
Sure.
The music plays.
Please do.
My man.
Do what you do. You know how what happens when the music plays.
Did you get the email today announcing work anniversaries and birthdays for August?
Yeah. What's wrong?
Of course, you know, me and D-Lo, just a couple of days apart, we're in there on the birthdays.
That's right.
And I got a happy work anniversary, too.
Yes, you did.
Joe Brazil, 2 years. Mm. Kenny Caraway, 5 years. Congratulations. Can we get air horns for Kenny in 5 years?
Absolutely.
That's real cute, but off air, we'll have a conversation. I didn't even know they put me in the email. We'll have a conversation.
We're having a conversation on the air today.
I think the conversation's happening right now.
Aaron Miller, sure. 6 years. Okay, with the company, 6 years. Okay, sure. Not here, sure, six sure. years, but it's yep. just with the company. Andy Hawk, 19 years.
Yep.
been with Odyssey for 19 years.
Yep.
Damian Barling.
Yeah.
23 years. Air horns for 23 years for Damian Barling.
Let's go.
Hey, that's my what?
Bet. That's my bet.
Can I? What?
I.
because if this is the case, and I'm emailing the person who sent this.
Yes.
Because I've got gripes now. If you're going to get credit for 23 years, which salute.
Yep.
I would like credit for my 6 years because I began at Odyssey on August 12th. 2019.
Oh, very good. Yes, yeah,
and I didn't
point.
Even work for a different company
that's,
in between.
That's a great point. That's a great point. I've attempted to work this math out. It actually started about a year ago.
Okay.
God bless Jen Enders,
our
HR person.
Yeah.
When I was doing everything I needed to do to get the house, you know, your lenders, your people, they call your employer.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to my lender like that day. She was like, yeah, I mean, you've got tremendous credit history. You've got everything. I mean, we talked to your job. You've been there 20 years. You're about as stable as it can be. And I looked at the phone like, So for the last year, I've tried to figure out the math as to how they got to 20 plus years.
Okay.
Can't. I can't do it.
You didn't start in August of 2002?
I got five. I did start in August of 2002. For the original KSFM.
Yeah.
That is accurate. That's 100% accurate.
Was not owned by this company?
The black and white KSFM, right?
No. No. We had just when I started there, with like literally months, maybe weeks, transitioned to
the color pattern
a
now?
Version oh, okay. of that. It okay. wasn't that exact logo, but it's a version
yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
Worked there, I think, for 8 years.
Okay. So now we're to 2010.
Mm-hmm. So we're 8 years. That was a version of CBS at the time.
Mm.
Intercom. No, what was it? It was Infinity. It was version of CBS.
Okay.
Then I get to 1140. I think I'm only like 4 years or 3 years at 1140. I can't make the math work, but I'll take it. Oh, absolutely. What I'm curious about is if during the time I was in Connecticut, Tennessee, during the time that we, you know, we were launching businesses and I was learning a new field and negotiating and doing things like that, should I have been getting paid?
Yeah.
By Odyssey, by CBS,
kind of feels
by
that
whatever
way to me.
This company was, because it sure feels like if you're going to have me on the books for 23 years. And here's the other thing. I'm demanding a staff meeting this month because I want the pop and I want the confusion. When they say I've worked for this company for 23 years and everybody looks around trying to figure out how that's possible, I demand we have a staff meeting this month.
Do you know what else I'm going to add a demand to your demand.
Thank you.
I'm going to need one of you guys live on StreamYard filming this.
Okay.
Because I need to see how that goes collectively.
Great. We can either bring the cameras here or we could just use that camera. That the studio camera we can
oh yeah I just
we
oh,
can
that's
see
true.
We get the non audio version.
Hey,
it's cutting a promo talk about you guys all bow down to me and all we see is like you just saying that and
the ultimate needle mover.
Damn right.
Hey, it sounds like you got some back pay that you need to go ask.
Yeah,
about,
that, so
sure.
that's what I'm trying to figure out. And oh, I've got so many
401k is gonna be crazy.
Oh man, it's bananas. And look, right there at the top of the list, Andy Hawk is furious. I guarantee you Andy Hawk is pissed right now.
You guys are running a race and Andy Hawk thought he was cruising to the finish line and you pulled up in a Ferrari just
what's good? Oh, bumping man. Cutie Pie by One Way. What you want to do? Huh? 23 years here at Odyssey. What a moment.
Congratulations, man.
Thank
Almost
you.
A quarter century.
That's what's up, man.
That's
wow.
big time, man.
Wow.
That's big time. What? You have been at Odyssey as long as LeBron has been in the NBA.
That's right.
Incredible work.
That's right. Damn right.
What's the? I kind of got lost there as we were counting the years. What do you think the years are?
If you totaled it all together, like, so 1140
it's
wouldn't
not that
factor
far from
in.
23, though.
No, but it's 8 plus, it's what, 13? I mean, if you added 1140, I've had a, you know, counting the time I was part time, I've had maybe a 17 year broadcasting career, 16, 17 year broadcasting career. It's what are you laughing at? There's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's incredible.
It's
like,
short
that's
of Andy,
it
though.
It's like, how long has Damian been here? I don't know, like 23 years? Yeah, that sounds about right. Just, I guess that's what's funny to me is that the real answer is probably like 17, 18, like 23. It's way short.
Like, wasn't he on the other station for a while? What are we talking
doesn't
about?
Doesn't bother 23? Nobody. About it.
I've been hearing D-Lo on the radio since 02. That's 23 years here. Oh my god.
They have my hire date. Like, that's the shoot. Mm. You can add my sales experience to the list, and
oh,
I think it would make it 17 years and 3 months.
Hmm. 3 months.
I walked away.
Didn't work out.
I'm the genius who quit their job a week before COVID hit.
Oof.
Oh, man.
To cover sports full time. Adam Silver said, not so fast.
See,
well,
look,
Rudy Gobert said, not so fast.
That's true. Rudy Gobert did start
COVID. If you would have stayed there, D-Lo, we would see him 2 times a week, too.
If you're lucky. If you're lucky.
Would you do a stay from home type job? Obviously you did with the radio show, but like, to me, I would do it, obviously, like if the money was right and stuff. But I missed going and seeing people.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to do it five days a week.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to be 5 days a week at home.
Like, I can't imagine going back home and doing it, like even this job, this show, all of this stuff. I couldn't imagine doing it at home because like we've got a great relationship with Miller and Bill. I met Katie from being in the office. Like, none of that stuff happens if we're at home.
Right.
So, yeah, I can't imagine doing this. Plus, like, we got used to it, and I think we were really, really good at it. Mm. We were 2 years in before you and I ever did a show in the same room together. Yeah. So, like, now there's a different level of – the energy is different.
Right.
I can't storm out the same way I do. Like, we can't do that, like, when we're at home. Like, because then it just looks like I went to the bathroom or something. Like, you can't – it doesn't have the same effect. So,
shout out to the Comrex.
Yeah, it's just, hey, shout out. I don't, shout out to, Jonathan,
here, they got the new one. I have no idea what to
Jonathan, do. You know what I did? I brought it back. Jonathan was like, here, take this. Here's how you hook it up. And I'm like, okay. It sat there just collecting dust. I finally, when I moved last time, I was like, Jonathan, I'm never doing the show from home. And if I do, you're probably here.
Right.
Which means just pull me up.
We've got something set up, just pull up the StreamYard.
Which is what I did when I got sick after Disneyland. I just did the show from the house, but you were here.
Yeah.
So there's probably not a situation where both of us are not here and we need some sort of device to connect back to the
building. That new Comrex didn't even look right. I was like, what is this?
It didn't. Like,
where are the buttons at?
It's like they gave us a knockoff. They gave us a Comtex. just shake it if it doesn't work. Or what'd you do with the old Nintendo games? Blowing the cartridge?
Yeah, blowing
I know. You had to blow in the cartridge.
I was trying to be.
Hey, no, I know.
I was going to say it. I was like, no, I don't want to. But yeah, man. Hey, yeah, I'll tell you in a second. Yeah, they need to get me off that email because that actually pisses me off.
What you mean?
Nah, we'll talk off. We'll talk about all, when we could cut the cameras or the mics off.
Okay. All right.
I didn't even know I was on the email until Kyle just said, so if y'all don't take me off of there, because it actually pisses me off.
I'm fascinated to find out what this means. Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader. Oh, we're coming back, by the way. The show's not over. We're coming back. Kyle's hanging out with us today. Jesse's at one of the 50 weddings he has to attend.
Man.
I think he's watching film.
for
the next couple months.
Film session. He's
getting ready for his. So it's a film session. For our man Jesse today, but Kyle's hanging out with us throughout the day. We'll talk some football with him. We'll talk a variety of things with him. We got Eddie Gonzalez later on in the show. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It's Thielen and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader. I'm sorry that you guys aren't going to find out why Casey is upset about his work anniversary. It's Thielen and Casey on ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just realized I need to look this up because this seems to be a tradition every few years. We were having some fun there during the open talking about work anniversaries. Oh, there it is. There is a very real possibility my contract is up like any day.
Oh no. Damian Kuminga, he got to sign the qualifying offer.
Oh, it's true. Hold on. Oh, my contract's up Monday.
Are you signing the qualifying offer?
I'm going full CM Punk on Monday. It's Money in the Bank this Monday here on D-Lo KC. I just pulled this up. Yeah, and it says the initial term expires August 4th. You know what I didn't realize, too? I knew our contracts were coming up. Mm-hmm. But there was an option for next year.
Oh, that was it a team option?
It was. It was a team option. And I don't think I knew we signed 2-year deals, but I kept thinking there was something in it about a third year. And it was like, it's fine. And I kept thinking, it's fine. I wouldn't pick up the option anyways.
Yeah.
Our lives have changed way too much. I'm renegotiating.
Opting out.
It was a team option. That they didn't pick up. And I thought, you little bitches. Really? Y'all ain't gonna pick up a team option on me? I went to Complex. I was like, hey, you know my contract's coming up, right? This dude with a straight face looks at me and goes, yeah, I just found out. Like, technically, I'm only your half boss. So I don't really find this stuff out in time. And I go, yeah, like you had an option to pick up a third year. And he goes, oh, I know, but we got to redo your
contract. Oh, I know.
Well, he goes, oh, I know, I just read it. The option date had already passed. And he goes, yeah, we got to get Kevin's done first. I'm like, are you serious? All right.
Hey, he's younger.
All right.
A better time slot.
It's fine. Oh, that's fine. You spent 2 weeks negotiating that little bitch down the hall's contract, but now we got to get Kevin's in line. All right. Now, Kevin,
I thought you were calling Kevin the little bitch. I was like, my God.
If I was calling Kevin,
crazy.
No. If I was calling Kevin a bitch, I'd call him a bitch. That's how. So we're going to get Kevin settled. But you have to realize the sequence of words that Complex used that made me feel about this tall. Yep, I know we didn't pick up the option on you, but hey, we've got to get Kevin's contract negotiated first.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, you thought you were Jonathan Kuminga and you were Al Horford. That's tough.
I thought I was Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. Jonathan Kuminga, nothing. I thought I was SGA. And they're like, nah, bro. You're vet minimum on the 20th day of free agency. Kevin is SGA.
You're like, you're not picking up. I've been here 23 years.
I've been here 23.
I've put 23 years of my life into this.
I'm going to need my pay to reflect the status of someone who has worked for this company, gave his blood, sweat, and tears to this company for 23 years.
Show some respect.
Come on, man.
Put some respect on his name.
That's right. Johnny G coming here. Yeah, I'm Doug McDermott. Come to find out I'm Doug McDermott.
Hey, it's better than being Terrence Davis. That's your boy. Man. What's up? That's me.
That's my man, no.
TD.
That's my man, no.
Sensational.
Yeah,
sensational.
Man.
Damn.
Man. Cold game.
It's crazy, man. They really out here talking about second apron at Odyssey. That's crazy. Hey,
also, can we stop this idea that Complex is somebody's half boss? Complex runs this place.
Complex runs the whole damn facility.
If Complex
facts.
Walked into Aaron Miller's office and said, yeah, hey, we're going to wipe out all the talent and we're just going to go national and use AI. Miller would be like, all right. That's what Complex says.
If Complex walked into Miller's office and went, sir, you're fired.
Miller be like, well, man. All right.
All right. Well,
I was hoping to get to the 23-year mark. Yeah. I don't know.
It was a good run, guys.
Look, Damian Westbrook over here. Russ can't get a deal.
He's got to wait.
I gotta wait for another move to be made. Odyssey at the second
Damian
apron.
Damian melted.
Odyssey at the second apron. They spin like they're at the second apron.
The Odyssey CBA is kicking your ass right now.
Who's in charge of this players' union?
What am I supposed to do on Tuesday? Just show up to work?
Do whatever you want to do.
I guess.
You're going to get credit for working here anyway.
Well,
so
that is a great point.
It would be a great bit if That's you didn't a show great up. Point.
Now, contract's over.
Oh, man.
Shout I out. Could call Dave that day. He'd put me on.
Oh, he it's definitely good. Would.
He would.
Be like, David, what's up, man? Hey, we're friends, right? We're friends, right? What do you guys got going on over there?
they do it like Lex Luger. You just pop
what
up.
Is he doing what? Here? Get the camera off him.
WCW would say that.
He absolutely would. He absolutely would. I don't know how. How did Boogie Barling start? What is Boogie Barling? Oh, Boogie, man.
I was choked on my water. Boogie Barling.
Because there's a radio show neither of you would ever go on?
Well, that's a good point.
Former radio show.
Yeah.
It's funny. I just sent the screenshot, even though she gets the same email. I just sent it to Katie to say, happy anniversary. It has the 23 years at the top. She's completely no-selling it. She says, congrats, my love. This is such a huge accomplishment. Katie.
Was that AI?
Are you?
Was that AI that responded to
Are
that?
You missing the fact that?
Hey, she was going to give a real response, but she got to respond to Kevin first. So,
oh.
Hey.
So you got the AI auto-generated response.
The accuracy in that statement hit a little too.
Oh, that's not bad. Sorry about that.
Accuracy in that statement hit a little
too. Oh, no. Man. Shout out, Kevin. Kevin's the star of this company.
Stevie B says, I'm about to be the next Alvin Gentry.
Just vibe. Just Damian walking around here.
Just hanging
no
out.
No show, just around here.
Just hanging out with Bill. I get to partake in all of the parties out there and the... I don't know who was here last night, but our little soundstage was jumping last night.
Yeah, you just sit next to Sylvia for a little bit. Hey, what's going on, Sylvia? How you doing? I don't know what's going on with these radio shows. Ain't my concern.
Ain't my job. I ain't worried about it no more. I'm just here.
That's how my boy Alvin V, too, after the games. Kings get beat
just
up.
Just laughing.
He be getting, Kings get beat up by 25. Well, hey, well. I don't know. I got a tea time tomorrow.
I think you could make it. What did we determine? He has a real title. I forgot what it was.
That was when we went down to vice president.
Yeah,
rabbit hole.
But we called him the. I think it was the chief vibe operator or something like that. Chief vibe strategist. He has a real title, but I can't remember what it is.
Man, that is some of the. That is some of my best. Experiences like being in this job, being able to hang out after the games and stuff like that, and being I'm not even making it like me and Alvin are friends or nothing like that, but I'll be in the same circle with people that he knows and he's just there talking,
just laughing,
having a good time. Kings look at the scoreboard and it's still the score's still up there. They lost by 25 to the Wizards, and we just having a good time.
Alvin is the – you know what's funny is Charlie's probably sitting at his desk going, wait, D-Lo's contract expires on Monday? What? Oh, guys, we got to get Kevin's deal done. I don't know. Alvin Gentry's job title is the Vice President of Basketball Engagement. Vice President of Basketball Engagement for our man Alvin Gentry.
I like vibes better.
Oh yeah, way better. And it leaves no guesswork as to what Alvin does each game.
Mm, that's it, man.
He is there curating vibes.
Curating vibes. That's my dog, Alvin Gentry. Like we said it a number of different times though. This is his final job. Like, he can't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I want Alvin Gentry in Sacramento for the duration of his career.
Turns out, this is my final job, too.
Hey, come Tuesday, you're an intern. That's wild.
Kevin's got a contract, and I'm an intern. This is great. This is terrific. We'll come back. We'll reset everything. Maybe we'll get the show going. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen on the next commercial break?
Who knows?
We're waiting for someone to deliver a piece of paper to Kenny. This could all start over again. Who knows? Stilo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
We do a lot of visual bits in the studio. I realized I kicked over this little table. No one saw it.
They heard it.
Well, okay, good.
What was that?
About to crack open these bottle of wines and just start drinking them.
Oh, man. Well, can I, because I think this is of some importance. I'm trying to be responsible when I bring this up.
Okay.
But
it's nice of you.
Did you see that random report over the weekend that De'Aaron Fox got hurt?
I actually didn't.
So this is why I'm careful, because I haven't seen it a lot elsewhere, but I did see it. I saw it from Spurs reporter first. And then nobody else like really jumped on it, but then I saw some other Spurs reporters, not Spurs reporter, loosely mention it. And then I was talking to somebody, but I didn't say nothing. This was like over the weekend, so you see, I didn't say nothing because I couldn't really hear more people talking about it. Then I talked to somebody today, and they were like, "Oh yeah, no, he definitely got hurt. The severity of it is what like people are not sure of or speculating on." And the person I talked to was like, "Nah, I don't think it's as serious as some people are making it." But he was supposed to go to China, I think, with Steph or something like that. He cancels it, and the rumor was that he got hurt in a workout, and that's why he canceled it. And it was just kind of flying around or whatever, so I didn't really say nothing. But then I talked to somebody that I know would know, and he wouldn't just throw nothing out there.
Well, can't you text someone?
Yeah,
situation?
I could, but I didn't.
Okay.
But yeah, there was some.
So
injury.
Is he hurt?
There's an injury. The severity of the injury has maybe been inflated by others composed of what it was. I'll put it to you like this. It's from what I hear from people that I trust, he should be ready to go for the season. there were people who were speculating earlier that it would lead into the season and it could be super severe. I don't think that's the case. I think he did get injured, but I think he'll be ready to go by the season.
Internet's a wild place, man. I searched was De'Aaron Fox just to kind of see what people have written. It doesn't appear anyone's written anything
right
extensively on this. But there is a headline. It's in a top story on a Google search that says De'Aaron Fox traded to the Toronto Raptors.
What?
What? This article was published 16 hours ago.
Yo, what and kind so of I'm, glitch in the matrix
so,
is this?
Well, because what I'm thinking is, okay, this is irresponsible clickbait. What it is De'Aaron Fox traded to the Toronto Raptors in hypothetical whatever. Mm. No, it's just a website that writes stuff like this.
Come on, man.
This is...
And that's the first Google search. That's crazy.
That's in the top stories.
That's crazy.
The whole idea is, what if the Toronto Raptors acquire De'Aaron Fox? Yeah. That's not what the headline says, and it's been put at the top of a Google search. Mm. Everything else is a Sports Illustrated three-team trade. This one, will the Spurs lock in De'Aaron Fox? I think that's a very fair question. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, but
did you click this link and read this article?
Yeah. Well, I didn't read it. I'm scanning it.
Halfway down, there's amid a bunch of ads and weird like single sentence paragraphs is, this is a prediction, not a report.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Come on. Again, that's headline. De'Aaron Fox traded to the Toronto Raptors. That's the headline of the article.
That's so trash. If I did that at Niners Wire, I would be fired.
Yeah.
On the spot.
As you should be.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Unbelievable. I don't know what this website is, but that's it also feels irresponsible of, well, I guess Google's just, this is how smart computers are. Google couldn't figure out this was a work.
Bro, that's what I'm going with the aliens, because robots are dumb. They're vicious. You know, they're vicious. They literally have no heart. So they'll just do whatever to get the job done. But I don't think they're the sharpest tool in the drawer.
Artificial hearts.
That's right.
The De'Aaron Fox thing is interesting because he's due for a contract extension in 2 days. Mm-hmm. Or not due. He's eligible for a contract extension in 2 days.
Yeah.
It felt like a no-brainer however many months ago when he was traded back in, you know, end of January, beginning of February. Mm-hmm. That was prior to the San Antonio Spurs getting the number 2 overall pick. I still think they're signing him to a contract extension. I'm not as sold that it's a max contract extension, though I think they can afford to do it. But I'm sure they need to end up like the Oklahoma City Thunder and not the New York Knicks. Mm. The New York Knicks have those two entities have navigated the situations they are in brilliantly. The Oklahoma City Thunder have offered all of their big dogs massive contract extensions. They all hit at different points over the next couple of years. By that time, you have other big money contracts, guys like Isaiah Hartenstein. That's $30 million, I think. You get those numbers falling off the books. So you're going to be able to navigate for the next handful of years pretty easily. Mm-hmm. You get into that third year, filling out the roster is going to be tough. The Knicks are in a bit of a different spot in that got Jalen to take a discount. Mikal, who signed his or agreed to sign 4 and $150 yesterday, Jalen was a no-brainer. If he had waited, he would have gotten the extra $7,800, whatever it was. It was a ton of money that he could have gotten. I think it was close to $100 million if he had waited. Mm-hmm. That's not the case with Mikal. Mikal, I don't think, was a guarantee that if you wait on signing him a contract. He was a question mark. He was a guy where I'd wonder, if you made a change, did you make a change there? Mm-hmm. Do you try to move Mikal Bridges and acquire some more depth on your team? They said no. They got Mikal Bridges to take that early year or a year early discount and sign him to his long-term contract extension. And I have the numbers in our notes somewhere where they are $4 million under the second apron right now. They're $18 and $31 million under in the next two seasons. Mm. The problem is the same problem that faced them last year. Now, this isn't the case right now. Indiana had depth. I think that's why Indiana got through the East. They had either the deepest team in the league or the second deepest team in the league. Mm-hmm. And you can go back and forth as to which one was better. At least you can, in my opinion. But there's no question the top two teams were Indiana and Oklahoma City. The Knicks, I feel like, have got to be favored to be to win the East next year. Mm-hmm. With Tatum, Ty out, and then obviously you have that change in Milwaukee that I don't know. I don't know what to think of it, but like, I'm not going to put them above New York.
The Knicks might have been favored without any injuries.
It very well might have. Very well might have. But you're asking for them to be one series better. You're asking for Mike Brown to get to the NBA Finals again. And then you're going to be put probably against the deepest team in the league in Oklahoma City. And if for some reason it's not Oklahoma City, you start to look around the West. And I know, you know, this is a bit of a stretch. Denver died at the depth, at their roster depth. Obviously, you lose Michael Porter Jr. That's a big deal. But they in that loss, in this transition, they acquired four more guys who can play for them. You lost Russ, which I think is a bigger deal than some people are giving it credit for. But they are a bit of a deeper team than they were last year. I feel like with the Knicks, man, you're potentially running into some similar issues that you ran into late last year.
See, I think a lot of that was on Thibs, though. I think they, while it wasn't like the strongest bench in the world, I think he had Shamet there. Mm-hmm. He had DeLon Wright there. Guys that could give you minutes, that could give you some level of production while the starters just catch their breath. Mitchell Robinson was hurt for a lot of the season. And I'm not sure if he played right away or he was another one that they kind of didn't play for a while and then found him and he was this game changer. But I look at what they have right now and even what they had last year. It's more of a coaching situation, not utilizing the bench. Because you look at them now, they've got Mitchell Robinson. Just this is the bench, I'm thinking. Unless I'm missing a player or two. But you got Mitchell Robinson, mm-hmm. Josh Hart, mm-hmm. Jordan Clarkson, Deuce McBride, and Yabusele. That's a whole nother five. You know, and that's depending on what you want to do with, I think, Hart or Mitchell Robinson. One of those two will be starting. So they're really nine deep at that point because four guys off the bench. But that's about all you need, especially when you get to the playoffs. Yeah. Like you're not going 10 or 11 guys into the rotation. So I think it's okay. Is it the right guys? Like,
if some good ball players.
They are. But I would like another wing defender. I would like a true type of backup for Bridges and OG Anunoby. They got Hart, who maybe can play that role, but Yabusele isn't that guy. Clarkson isn't that guy. Deuce McBride isn't that guy. So to what you've talked about before, if one of those two guys, Mikal Bridges or OG, go down for any period of time, there's a little bit of a hole at that spot in the rotation. But Josh Hart might be able to fill in for that. But then you're going to need somebody to back up Josh Hart. Like I would want, if I were them, I would want one more 3-and-D guy.
Okay.
Like 6'5 to 6'7 guy who might not be in the rotation as it is, but I'm not saying this guy, but like, or maybe it is this guy, a Kessler Edwards type. Like have him on the roster where if something goes bad, I can have Kessler in there for 7 to 10 games and stay above water. But other than that, I think they've got the depth piece. I think it was more of a Coach Tibbs thing, man. I think that was
– Well, clearly they felt that way.
Yeah.
That's – I mean, that's the one change they made. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't have a – I mean, I was the same guy, and this included Tom Thibodeau. I didn't think they needed to make a change. Mm. You know, there's always, like, an angst, certainly with us here, rightfully so, when you talk about running it back. After a playoff loss, that was an Eastern Conference Finals playoff loss where it's like, that's fine.
Right.
I know it sucks, and they're built like they're built to win. They're built to win right now. I understand that. That team's good enough to. That team is more than good enough to run it back. That team's. I mean, man, it's early. That team might have the best record, second best record in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a lot of questions about what OKC is going to do. Like, does OKC keep that same hunger? Do they just keep moving forward? Like, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to keep that same energy.
Mm-hmm.
When you won and you ate,
right.
It's hard to be hungry again.
It's hard to get up at 5 a.m. when you're sleeping in silk sheets.
Unless Lem Adams and Game Fit are
right.
Telling you you need to be outside at the stadium.
Be there, be square.
Mm-hmm.
But a team that we didn't even mention, or at least I didn't mention, maybe I missed it if you did, but and they're running it back, partly because they have to, partly because I think they should, and that's the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah. I'm with you.
They're just kind of running it back, and I would do the same thing if I were them. This group that they have, I would include last year. This is like a 3-year run with this team to try and make something happen. That's how I would look at them. Maybe minor tweaks here and there, but the core of it all, the Jared Allens, the Mobley, Garland, Mitchell, yeah, I'm running with those guys for at least 2 to 3 years and seeing if they can bring home a championship.
And is that the new window?
Feels
2 to 3 years.
Yeah, it feels
like you're not building. You know, I know. We talk. What do you say? Sustainable winner. I think that's what we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. We're talking 2 to 3 years, because then if you are building a winner, you probably have multiple players. Probably multiple high-priced players. Mm-hmm. If they're not multiple high-priced players, they're about to be multiple high-priced players, which was the situation the Oklahoma City Thunder were facing. Right. But again, they've navigated it beautifully, but they're, not everybody can be that disciplined.
They're the exception, it feels like. Their situation, how they were able to get there with the multiple years of tanking and shutting down SGA, I think they're the exception. They feel like they have a legit 5-year window, you know. Mm-hmm. Would you say Boston was on that same? Because I even look at some people look at OKC's window is starting now. I'm gonna give them last year. They were the number one seed last year. They just lost. Like they had a window to win an NBA championship last year. So this winning it is in the second year for me. They just signed these guys to extensions. It's another 2-3 years. So now we're looking at a total of 4 or 5 years. Of being at that level. Boston, would you say they had like a 5-year run or so? Because obviously you see when they win it, but they were championship contenders, what, probably 2 years before they won, huh?
Yeah, that was it's kind of a RKO out of nowhere. Because they became championship contenders when they acquired Kyrie.
Mm. Yeah,
they just weren't championship contenders with Kyrie, which was the thing that no one was prepared for.
Right.
And that to me is as unique of a case you could go get. And now you're dealing with kind of the ramifications of that. Mm-hmm. It would be pretty crazy to think that team with that success won a title.
Mm.
'Cause I don't think it's over, but it sure as hell is changing.
It's close to being
like over. Drew's yeah, like
you can, and then this is where the second apron CBA comes in. Like they couldn't all those guys that they went out and got, they did a fantastic job of getting it, but they all hit at the highest level. So because of that, it's not, you can't keep Jaylen Brown's all NBA. Got a, what do you get? $50-something million a year. Like you hope like he would be that good. He got that good. You got to pay him. Same with Tatum. Derek White got that good.
Yeah. And right.
They're finally hitting the ramifications. But talk about Kyrie. That was 17, 18? When was Tatum 18? Was in the Fox draft. So that was 17. That's a good 7-8 years.
Yeah,
man.
One title though.
Yeah. Do we look at that as a failure?
I don't think you can. I don't think winning a championship can be a failure. Like winning championships is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just wear losing that one to the Warriors.
Mm. That was tough.
Like you have to wear that. Like,
well, they got some tough ones too, man. Because that one to the Warriors, they should have had. They were up 2-1. They had them. I think they were leading in the fourth quarter of game four. They should have won to go up 3-1, and they might have been able to close that one out. But the next year, you were the one seed. Yeah, because you had game seven at your place.
Was that the Miami one?
Yeah, and you go down 3-0. You get it to game seven at home.
Yeah.
And then you lose game seven at home. You would have gone up against Denver, which I think they would have had a good chance to win that championship then too.
Yeah. I mean, they left a couple out there, but it's hard. Like, winning is tough.
They might even look at this year. I mean, they were the consensus favorite to come out of the East this year. And then they ran into this Knicks. And then that series.
We'll see.
But they blew 2 20-point leads in the first two games.
Yeah.
And gave the Knicks life, and then you got in this situation where Tatum goes down. Like, you probably looking at that one as like, bro, we kind of blew that. We should have.
Well, I'll give a little credit to your New York Knicks, and that is like that team was constructed for that series.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Indiana beat their ass. They didn't think past that series. Like, they were constructed though to beat the Golden State. To beat the Boston Celtics. They were constructed to get that text that we got the day of the Mikal Bridges trade, when you text the group
cat like, trade. I said, was it the cat? When I got cat, I was like, yeah, they might be the team.
Oh, that was the one. Okay, for some reason I thought it was Mikal, but like either way, they were constructed for that. Oh man, the Knicks are the ones now, and you know, here we are entering this upcoming season. They get Bridges in. They obviously made a big change in you know, Tom Thibodeau to Mike Brown. Some people would argue that might not be as big of a change as you think it is. But in the end, even if it isn't, you know, you had a team that got to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. You had a team that was kind of, you know, it wasn't even a steady ride to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh,
they were a little like, I don't know.
The Pistons series was tight.
Yeah, right.
Pistons series was
right, so
pretty competitive.
You know, you steady things out a little bit. This could be a team that was, this could be a team that's absolutely in the NBA Finals. Definitely back in the Eastern Conference Finals next year.
Yeah, for sure.
Lots of talent on the New York.
I wanted to hit this up because I don't know if you know we got other things we were going to talk about, and I don't even know if this is like a whole segment, but your boy. Who actually, you might want to listen to this episode because he.
I'm not going to listen.
No, check it out. Because he breaks down this Euro basketball thing, but that's not it. He has a long conversation with Cody Rhodes.
For those who haven't figured this out yet, he's talking about Bill Simmons.
He's got a long conversation. I haven't even finished it.
He insists on referring Bill Simmons as my boy.
It is
not
his boy.
My boy. That is your guy.
Who listens to him all the time? Me or you?
You.
No, you.
No one has ever heard me reference Bill Simmons.
We had to sit down with Cody Rhodes. I got to finish that. It started off really good, so I want to check that out.
The one thing I'll credit Bill Simmons for is he's not afraid to ask questions.
No.
And, you know, the clip that they were using to build anticipation for it, like he was asking Cody about AEW.
Mm.
Cody doesn't talk about AEW very often, so Bill being able to get him to talk about it, that's kind of a bit, like from a wrestling standpoint,
yeah,
that's kind of a big deal. Like, he hasn't said a disparaging word about them. He hasn't really said that. That's a company he helped. Like, he very literally helped build that company.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked mm-hmm. away from it mm-hmm. and never said why he walked away from it.
All right.
That's
I got to check that out. I probably about 20 minutes into their conversation. Good stuff.
Tell me
you
about
know,
it.
Cody's my guy. You know, he's my guy now.
He's
been my guy.
Okay.
He's just not the guy, but okay. He's my guy.
We watched, we kind of cheated yesterday. I knew we were only going to get one episode in, so I went straight to the Cena heel turn episode.
I
wanted to see it. Yeah. Like, it was like, look, this looks interesting. This all looks fun. I want to see the mechanics behind this. John is definitely in character, which is a little bit frustrating. And it's fun, like his reasoning, which he gives, is very fair. He was like, I don't want to tell you too much because it'll ruin it. The whole build in that Netflix episode was keeping the Cena heel turn a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept talking about how important it was that it was a secret. And if it had gotten out, and they do this whole thing, and it looks like it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Hunter didn't tell the production team.
Mm.
So Hunter is producing the camera guys live. Huh. And he's telling them, hey, Rock is going to come out. Like, Travis is going to come out first. Travis Scott being in that goddamn clip gets worse and worse every time I watch it.
Travis,
like,
what is
get
he doing?
Out of here. But he's there, like, he's a part of it. But, like, they show Triple H, like, he's like, okay, Travis is going to come out. Stay with Travis. The music's going to drop. Rock's music's going to hit. Stay with the two of them. It's like, okay. And you see the guy going, okay, whatever you need. All right. And he's like, all right. Cena's going to get a Rock's going to cut a promo. Cody's going to cut a promo. It's going to end with Rock, go F yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the two screen. He's going to turn to John. When he turns to John, hit the wide screen. You'll catch it all, but you got to hit the wide screen.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, you got it. And, you know, it all plays out. And it's pretty dope. Like,
yeah,
it's this is like wrestling has been, the curtain has been pretty pulled back for a while. Mm-hmm. Not like this.
Yeah, this is different.
Not like this.
And it's actually working. Cause it's,
but
I'm like kind of, I don't want to say back in, but I want to watch SummerSlam.
It's interesting.
Now.
Yeah. And John, and the thing about John was where he kind of in a roundabout way acknowledges, like, yes, I'm in character right now. He's like, because if I'm not, it ruins it.
Right.
And the story's not told yet.
Yeah,
like the
that's
like
fair.
All of these other
that's
stories
fair.
Have been told.
Right.
John's story is the most important thing that the company is doing right now.
Yeah.
And he's like, if I just break character and tell you, well, he didn't say this, but you can glean it from the, if I just break character right now and tell you all about it, it ruins it.
Right. That's fair. That's perfect.
So I'm leaving it at that. And he gets up and he walks away. I was like, oh. I don't hate that.
Yeah, I get that.
Because it's a very active storyline. That's the biggest storyline in the company. I'm okay with that.
Cody said he hadn't seen the show yet.
Okay.
he's like, I keep hearing it's great, but yeah, I haven't watched. I would say I will.
They
at some
show
point, but.
They show him FaceTiming Travis after Travis punches the hell out of him.
Did Travis apologize?
So I guess Travis. So the funny thing is, I think Cody says, hey, man, you okay? You good? But it was like, isn't that something Travis? I don't even know if Travis, I think he says, hey, are you okay?
Uh-huh.
And then they have a conversation. But I don't, and I might have missed it. I might not have heard it correctly. I don't think Travis ever goes, hey, man, my bad.
They probably told, well, but, I don't know if they're not, but they told Travis. Like,
they did. The Rock told, so there's a clip of The Rock, mm-hmm. Dwayne, whatever, talking to, I think, Hunter. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, we told, you know, we talked to Cody, like we told Travis, you got to lay it in.
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter goes, Jesus Christ, he did. But you hear that a lot where those guys will be like, look, we know this is a work. You don't know how to work.
Mm.
It's okay. You're going to have to hit me.
Mm.
Just do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they did, but the number one thing they'll tell people who don't make that type of contact a lot, especially if it's like a slap, is don't cup your hand and don't hit my ear.
Mm.
What did Travis do?
Straight in the ear.
Cupped his hand and hit his ear and just jacked up his eardrum.
Damn.
Gave it, just bruised the entire side of his face. I don't know if they heightened the audio, but that sound when he hit Cody was crazy. And
I'll
for
never
Cody,
forget that one.
And for Cody to just like not sell it, like I'm gonna beat this dude's ass.
It's
crazy.
I gotta send it to you. Ace sent me a video of somebody. It was some randoms. I don't know who they are. Some jobbers, and the guy kept a receipt. Beats this guy's ass. I'm gonna send it to you during the commercial, man. He was beating the hell out of this dude. This black dude was beating this white guy up in the ring.
Wrestling was good. Katie asked, like, hey, if you don't like somebody, do you just go out there and really like fight? It's like, no, you can't do that. Like, yeah. you can do whatever you want to in the promo, but when it comes time to work, like, you have to work.
Yeah, you gotta be professional.
Travis didn't work. Travis just punched the hell out of Cody Rhodes.
When we, I'll say it during the break, but Simmons says something interesting. You might have to listen about this NBA Europe thing.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about that NBA Europe stuff as the day progresses. There's actually some middling NBA storylines to talk about. We probably should dive further into the Jonathan Kuminga stuff and the stuff Sam Amick wrote today. We've got plenty of time. We're thrilled that you're here with us. It's Dilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.